Well, good Thursday morning, everybody. How are you all doing? Back in the saddle again up here at Faith Studio One. This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Glad to be back on the air with you guys after a few days off. Of course, well, I say a few days off. We did some Facebook Lives. So, chiming in today to say hi and get ready to start our show here in a little bit. I want to remind you before we kick off, like I always do, you can always email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions. morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page. Check the like button. The more the merrier. You can share my podcast or live cast. I'll be doing a live cast here in just a little while, immediately after I get through with our Bible study today. And that is the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. And again, share it to everybody, with everybody, okay? All right, hang on 1 second. That's right, the best in the West, iHeartRadio. Thank you guys for all the love you've been sending me and everything. I'll be giving you some PTL reports. Might as well go ahead and give it to you. Good news on my daughter, everything's okay. She went into the heart doctor yesterday. She's on a very light dosage of blood pressure medicine, but she's going to be okay. I thank you for all your prayers, all your concerns. I've got a lot of emails from a lot of you guys. I've got a lot of texts and stuff, and I appreciate that very much. Other than that, everything else is going fine and dandy. We need to remember here, Faith, my second cousin Faith, she lost her husband Lee. Lee was at my aunt's funeral about a little over 2 years ago. Really nice man. He made his journey to heaven yesterday. About 11:07 she had posted on her Facebook. So we're going to be praying for her as well. Other prayer requests, we had 20 teachers here in the Metroplex. We're in Fort Worth, but in the Metroplex at a particular school, there's 3 schools that have COVID. 20 teachers, they don't have enough substitutes for them. So that being the case, what that means is that the having to close the schools down, 3 of them at least, and they're having to do their learning online. So we'll continue to pray for everybody. Have not got my shots yet. I'm still waiting. I'll keep you guys posted just as soon as that. Also, we're going to be praying for Carmen too as well. He's still in the hospital. Carmen is a well-known singer back in the 90s. So we're going to be praying for Mr. Carmen as well. I'll keep you updated on our Facebook page. Post, I should say, as much as I know on different things. Always, again, follow me on our Facebook. That's the best way. Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow me. Also, because I do other stuff for iHeartRadio too as well. All right, here we go. Let's talk about our show today. On a Thursday. Getting closer to the weekend. Bus Captain Bill. Our buddy Bus Captain Bill is here in the studio. He will be joining us for a little bit. Also, Bible study today. Going back to my archives. There's 4 lessons that we can learn from Peter walking on water. That's right. 4 lessons I'm going to give you from Peter walking on water. Got some great Christian music coming up. And I got a Bible devotion coming up too as well. Loosen those joints today. I'm a little sore, believe it or not. I don't know what's wrong with me. Warm day up here at Faith Studio One. Temperatures in the 60s in Fort Worth today. Got a cold front coming in, though. Can y'all do me a favor, too, on top of that? If you got vaccine, can you email me and let me know if you had any reactions or the ones that I've either, if you've been vaccinated once or vaccinated twice, even. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, including any prayer requests you have as well. All right, what do you say? I'm ready to get Jumpin' Jack ready, aren't you? Move with the groove. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's roll. Okay, and today's Bible devotion is A Beacon of Hope. In the book of John, chapter 14 and verse 3, Scripture reminds us, "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." In his remarkable book, Christian Behavior, C.S. Lewis said, "Hope is the theological virtues." He meant that a continual looking forward to the eternal world is not, as some people think, a form of escapism or a wishful thinking, but one of the things a Christian is meant to do. This does not mean that we are to live in the present world as it is. If you read history, friends, you will find that Christians who do the most for the present world were those who are to be the most in of the next. It is only since Christians have largely ceased to think for the next world and have become so ineffective in this one. "Aim for heaven," said C.S. Lewis. "You will get earth thrown in. Aim at earth, you will get it neither." In the midst of the permissions, the gloom, the frustrations of the present hour, there is one bright beacon of hope, and that is the promise of Jesus Christ. "If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you as myself." Find that in the good book of John, chapter 14 and verse 3. Well, it's been a while since we've talked to him, right? It has. So, what better way than to have him as he's getting coffeed up and everything, but he needs some intro music. So, did I say Bus Captain Bill? I must have got the wrong one. You know what we need? I'm sorry. Goodness gracious. You're going to have to forgive me on, and I know I always use the coffee excuse. See, hey, you lost your marbles today. All right. You know what? It's Baker Shine. And we got the music coming up. So stand by. Well, ladies and gentlemen, even though I get the characters mixed up, Baker Shine, you're going to have to forgive me. Let's give a cheer. And that was a long cheer. And I'm going to give him a long hand clap today just because I want to. Some morning crow this morning. Boy, if I can just get it together on a Thursday morning. And a drum roll. That's right. Your friend, my friend, Baker Shine.
Well, hello there, CA. How you doing up at beautiful Face Studio 1 with CA on iHeartRadio? This is Baker Shine. Now, CA, I'm going to forgive you.
Oh, I hope you will. Because I got you confused with Bus Captain Bill. I don't even know what I'm thinking today on a Thursday. Of course, I'm in a lot of pain today. I had a rough day yesterday working. So my joints are a little sore. But ain't nothing Celebrex can't take care of, hopefully.
CA, it's just a part of getting old, young, young, old, young. You know how that is.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Well, Baker Shine, you know, his little light is always shining. But anyway, I didn't know if maybe something was in your donut or something, or if you had one of my rum donut cake donuts. Maybe they affected you a little bit to call me Bus Captain Bill, but I forgive you.
Thank you so much, Baker Shine. I appreciate that. And you know, I know it's well beyond Happy New Year, but we haven't talked to you in a while. How have you been doing, my friend?
CA, I've been doing just fine. I've been undercover simply because I don't want to catch this COVID stuff.
I don't blame you at all. This COVID stuff has been a mess. And I am still waiting on my vaccine, Baker Shine. So I'm hoping eventually I'll get one. And there's a lot of people that are waiting on that.
Yes, absolutely there, CA. And you know, I'm at the age, I know you're high risk too as well, but I'm at the age where I'm very high risk. So I've been just real careful, and that's how come I haven't been coming up here to Face Studio One, even though y'all sanitize it and all that.
Yes, our cleanup department, we take care of making sure this is clean and sanitized at the iHeartRadio studio here in Fort Worth, Texas. Absolutely. Before I enter in, this place is sanitized, and I double sanitize it myself.
That's the best way to do it there, CA. Boy, I tell you what, the studio's looking prettier and prettier.
Yes, we got a banner that I'm going to be ordering here really soon. I haven't ordered it yet. I've shared it on our Facebook Live. You know, Baker Shine, I encourage a lot of people to like our Facebook page. Can you tell them what it is?
I sure will, because I'm one of them too on there. It's the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I want you to do me a favor, check that like button for CA and me and all of our other guys that are on the air.
That's right. Thank you, Baker Shine, for putting that PSA announcement. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been crazy, you know, just as it is for you. And being high risk, you have to be real careful. Now, I talked to a guy the other day.
Yeah, share that story with me there, CA. I will.
He told me that his wife, now, there's a little bit of unfairity on this, but he told me that his wife got him signed up and her signed up. They have no underlining issues. The only thing she put on there was that he was porky and she was porky.
Oh my goodness gracious, CA, that ain't fair.
No, it isn't. But he got shot number one, he got shot number two of the Moderna, and he told me he had no side effects.
That's kind of interesting.
Yeah. So, we'll see, but like I said, I'll keep everybody posted.
Yeah, me too. I'm registered too there, CA. I'm very high risk. I'll keep y'all posted too if I wind up getting mine too as well.
That sounds great. Well, before I let you go, I got a busy show lined up today. Can you tell me, as far as, in your area over there by the donut shop and everything, how do you handle it as far as people coming in with donuts and, you know, wanting to get donuts and stuff?
Well, CA, what we're doing right now specifically is we do a lot of drive-through. And on top of that, we let people in if they're masked up in social distance. We got tape on the floor 6 feet away.
That's right. You know, I've been seeing some churches that are not masking like the way they're supposed to. And I really wish the pastors would get on top of that. I've been a church advocate on it. I've been a mass advocate, and I'm going to continue to.
Yeah, and I'm part of that group too as well, CA.
That's good, because we need to. Well, listen, I'm going to let you run. We got a song coming up that everybody has been wanting me to play. So you want to tell everybody to have a great day?
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody have a great day. I'm breathing. I'm alive. I'm going to go back to the bakery, go check on the staff out there. We got plenty more donuts till 12 o'clock.
I don't blame you. So you enjoy yourself. Thank you, Baker Shine, for coming by.
You're welcome, CA.
Y'all be safe. Okay, bye for now. All right, hey, guess what? This particular gentleman, T-Mac, is coming to Allen, Texas in March. Enjoy. Good morning. Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Imagine life without you.
Amen. There we go. Your name is Power on the Wren Collection. Here on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Okay, well, today on a Thursday, being February the 4th, 2021, we're going to talk, I'm going back to my archives, we're going to talk a little bit about there's four lessons we're going to learn from Peter walking on water. You know, I knew some friends of mine that were fishermen by trade. And you know, we think of most of Jesus' disciples would have grown up on the Sea of Galilee and known it very well. They would have even had insider knowledge of all the good fishing spots. It's funny, when you talk to fishermen, they'll tell you every kind of fishing spot there was. To be honest with you, the only kind of fishing I ever did was one time when we were younger. Me and my three brothers, being the oldest out of three, we went down to a lake. And we threw the rod and reel out there and only fished like one or two times. And then, of course, at my grandfather's ranch back in the day, we fished several times out there. But those were the fun days. But anyway, they would have also had insider information of all the good fishing spots and would become familiar with the Galilee's tide and the weather, the patterns. And, you know, you always want to check that and the master of the ability to navigate a small boat across the lake with certain level of proficiency. Or so they thought. Despite their vocational expertise, no amount of seamanship or even local knowledge, friends, could have prepared any disciples for a handful of literal and figurative storms and threatened their lives and also tested their faith. I want you to keep this in mind. You know, we've all had our faith tested and our faith will be tested for the rest of our lives. It's just part of life. You know, if you go back on two separate occasions, the disciples of Jesus were overcome with fear. You know, when their boat was caught up in a storm on the very lake that they called home. And in two instances, Jesus came to their rescue. In one story we find in the book of Matthew, chapter 14, you read that scripture verses 28 through 33. Also, go down a few pages and go down to the book of Mark, chapter 6, verses 45 through 52. And go to John, chapter 6, verses 16 to 24. Not only did the 12 disciples, friends, witness the supernatural power of Jesus Christ as he walked on water to meet them that night, one of their own stepped out on the boat to walk with Jesus on the waves. I'm referring to, of course, to who? Peter, who became one of just two humans in history, little history note for you, to actually walk on water. You know, a lot has been written about this short but ironic chapter in the ministry of Jesus. Entire sermons have been devoted to the disciples' fear and Peter's lapse in faith. But what really happened on that stormy night and what we can learn from Peter's miraculous walk with Jesus on the Sea of Galilee. So here we go. Here's four lessons I want you to know about the story of Peter and as he walked in water. Number one, I want to tell you is that Jesus is not blind or removed from our own struggle. You see, in the second sea adventure that nearly sunk the disciples, both literally and spiritually, Jesus had sent his disciples ahead the other side of the lake, so they went up to the mountain alone to pray, as we all remember. Go back to the book of Matthew. I'm going to give you some scriptures to bank note of off and on here. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 23. This took place following the death of John the Baptist, as we remember, and the feeding of the 5,000, which happened earlier that year. Scripture verses, chapters, go to Matthew chapter 14, Mark chapter 6, and John chapter 6 during your spare reading. Why is this important? Because despite the disciples' general feelings of abandonment and despair, Matthew's gospel reminds us, friends, that Jesus made the disciples get out of the boat and go on the other side of the lake without him. Remember that? If not, refresh your memory, go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 14 and verse 22. Did Jesus need a break from his annoying disciples? Think about that. Was he trying to rid himself of the often faithless friends? Or was Jesus in a part of predicting the weather as modern day weatherman? Some things to think about. Did he calm down the storm? I would argue that none of these four scenarios, this is my opinion, I would argue that none to all these four scenarios. So why did Jesus send his disciples into a treacherous storm at the end of a long day? Well, You're probably asking, well, CA, why? Well, we know that Jesus frequently went off alone to pray, as we well know Scripture talks about. Following the death of a cousin and a full day of ministry, it makes sense that we would make time to reflect and recover his strength. We should remember also that Jesus has performed one of the most public miracles even after learning that his cousin had been killed. In a time of personal grief, Jesus still chose to minister. He never turned away, friends, from the struggle of those who loved or forgot about those who were called to serve, including his disciples. But while his disciples struggled, what did Jesus do? Jesus prayed. So what was he praying about, CA? What was he praying for? Could he have been praying for his disciples? Well, we don't know that, friends. We just don't know. But in the midst of the storm, as the waves spilled over the edges of the disciples, I want you to think about that, their boat, and the wind, let's do wind noises, pushed the 12 disciples in every direction except the direction that they wanted to go. From their perspective, it might have felt like they had been abandoned or maybe forgotten about them altogether. The first time the disciples were caught up in a storm, the 12 turned to Jesus and asked, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" Well, you go back to the book of Mark, chapter 4 and verse 38, and you can read that scripture verse. This was with Jesus in the boat. Where was Jesus when they needed him most? We too feel that way when we get caught up in the middle of one of the life's greatest storms, or we feel like we're beginning to sink. We've all been there. I've been there. You've been there. We've all been there. Just part of the norm, right? So has God forgotten or abandoned us? Does he even care if we sink or drown? Well, it's easy to become fearful and lose faith when we're tired, frustrated, or alone. But friends, remember this. But when the disciples fought to stay afloat, not only did Jesus pray, but he saw their struggles. Go back to the book of Mark, chapter 6. Read scripture verse 48. You see, he never lost sight of those he loved. But more importantly, he had a plan to deliver them what probably felt like the darkest night and came through on a promise. Jesus knew what his disciples would encounter on the Sea of Galilee. He sent them away. What should that tell us about our current struggles? Think about that. In one of the darkest hours of Israel histories, the prophet Jeremiah wrote that God knows the plans he has for us. There are plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and the future. You know, you should circle that and highlight it. Where do you find that, CA? Easy scripture verse. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. You know what? If you get approached today or whenever and someone just doesn't have hope, tell them to go to Jeremiah. Say, you know what? You need to read Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. You want me to read it again? I'll read it again to you. I don't mind at all, guys. Plans to prosper you, not to what? Harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So if you're down and out, God's got hope for you. Just turn to that book of Jeremiah chapter 29, 11. Could it be sometime that God's plan for us includes the storms of life? Well, of course so. When Jesus met with the disciples on the waves, he immediately said, "Take courage, it is, don't be afraid." You know, go to the book of Matthew chapter 14 and verse 27, talks about it right there. You see, friends, Jesus was never blind to or even remove his disciples' situation. Jesus knew exactly where we were and when he would intervene or how he would do it. He was never far. He never turned his eyes away from his followers. The same is true for us today. In fact, if you go to the book of Psalms chapter 38 and verse 18, get a chance to notate that, read that. Second point I want to make is miracles, guys, happen when we are willing to step out of faith, which is true. Unfortunately for the disciples, going back to them, a journey on the boat across the Sea of Galilee that should have taken maybe an hour or two at the most, lasted anywhere from 6 to 12 hours because of the wind and the weather. And by the time Jesus met with them on water, he had actually reached them in the center of the lake. You see, friends, Mark's gospel tells us that Jesus, walking on foot, could have passed the disciples on the boat. Where do you find that? Go to the book of Mark, chapter 6, and verse 48. Consider that. Jesus was walking faster than they were rolling. The disciples had been rolling for hours and could barely gotten anywhere. Can you imagine the fatigue if you think about it? Let's think about it for a moment. Imagine the fatigue and the frustration that they must have set on this weary group of seasoned fishermen who could no longer rely on their strength, their skill, their expertise to have them on this particular storm. How many times had Peter, Andrew, James, and John encountered a situation on the Sea of Galilee they couldn't handle? Maybe that was for the point. For hours, if you think about it, the disciples had exhausted themselves trying to get themselves out of trouble. Only after Jesus arrived did they find any reprieve from the storm. Where do you find that, Z.A.? Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 14, and verse 32. That is where Peter made a critical decision. Continue to struggle in the boat of their making or turn to Jesus for help and relief. So Peter decided it was better to be in the storm with Jesus and continue doing things the same way without him. And for his faith, Peter not only got to observe a miracle, he got to experience one firsthand by daring to get out of the boat and walk to his Lord. You know, sometimes the greatest miracles of life, and this is true, sometimes the greatest miracles of life, you'll have to excuse me, we got landscapers out here at Faith Studio 1 this morning, so they're kind of making some noise. See, I lost my contract here on my notes. Let me go back to this. Without this, not only did Peter got to observe a miracle, he got to experience firsthand on daring to get out of the boat and walk with his Lord. You see, sometimes the greatest experience of miracles of life happen when we too are willing to step out of faith and surrender to God's power instead of relying on our own. God has a way of parting waters and calming the seas when we do. If you go to the book of Proverbs, I call it the book of wisdom, okay? Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4 and 5. As it is written, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths right. Let me repeat that again. Make note, Proverbs chapter 3, verses 4 and 5, the book of wisdom. As is it written, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Submit to him and he will make your pass right. Straight, basically. Third point, I got two more points. Faith requires focus. You know, once Peter stepped out of the boat, he too could walk on water by Christ's power at work within him. However, Matthew writes that when he, Peter, saw the wind, he was afraid and began to sink when it was beginning to sink and cried out, Lord, save me. Where do you find that? Go to the book of Matthew chapter 14 and verse 30. When Peter took his eyes off Jesus, he focused more on the dangers around him. He began to sink. So do we, if you think about it. But Jesus warned the disciples and future followers that in this world you will have what trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Find that in the book of John chapter 16 and verse 33 again. Make note, in this world you will have trouble. We're all going to have it, friends. But take heart, I have overcome the world, which he, being Jesus, has overcome the world. Find that again in the book of John chapter 16 and verse 33. So when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we connect to the true source of peace and power and hope and perspective. Amen? Amen. When we focus on our own storms or impossible circumstances, the world becomes a truly terrifying place. And that fear can be overwhelming. Faith, just like hope or peace or joy, requires focus. It too can be lost or shaken if not protected. I want you to remember this. The Apostle Paul wrote, however, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above. Where Christ is seated on the right hand of God, set your minds on things, not earthly things. You see, Jesus told the disciples to seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all the things will be given to you as well. book of Matthew, chapter 16, verses 33 and 34. Seek first his kingdom and the righteousness, and all the things given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. I think we need to wake up on that. Let's repeat that again. The book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 33 and 34. Keep in mind under stress. Seek first his kingdom, God's kingdom, and his righteousness, God's righteousness, and the things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about today or tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself, he's reminding us. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And amen, and I will give a big amen on that. You see, friends, a lot had been written about Peter's lapse in the faith in the moment that it caused him to sink. But let's not forget about the 12 disciples who were willing to get out of the boat. Who else had faith to brave the waves to walk with Jesus? You see, Jesus challenged Peter's doubt. If you go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 14 and verse 21, and often challenged the disciples' lack of faith during his ministry, which is why he said, "Truly, I say to you, I have faith as small as a mustard seed. You can come to save this mountain. Move from here to here, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." Again, you can find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 17 and verse 20. Peter got a taste of that power the moment he got out of the boat. My fourth and final point, worship is an antidote to anxiety. Again, worship is an antidote to anxiety. You see, the story of Jesus and Peter walking on water took place months after Jesus calmed the seas while he was on the boat with his disciples. Scriptures make notes of these during your time of reading. Matthew chapter 8, verses 28 through 27. Mark chapter 4, verses 34 through 41. Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. Begging Jesus to intervene, the disciples woke Jesus in a panic. Luke writes, "He, Jesus, got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. Well, you go back to the book of Luke, make note of this, chapter 8, verses 24 and 25, all about the disciples, Matthew notes. "The men were amazed and asked, 'What kind of man is this? Even the winds and the waves obeyed him.'" I'll go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 8, verse 27 on that. After the storm, the disciples asked the question. In the second storm, they found the answer. "Then those who were on the boat worshiped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" Go to the book of Matthew, chapter 14 and verse 33. Perhaps there was a reason for the second storm. By the time Jesus walked on water and calmed the seas, the disciples had already witnessed several public miracles. In fact, friends, just hours before, Jesus had challenged the same lack of faith when he multiplied, remember that, 5 loaves and 2 fishes to feed 2,000 people. Little refresher for you. Go back to the book of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. Had they forgotten who Jesus was so soon? Unfortunately, yes, because Mark writes that they had not understand about the loaves. Their hearts were hardened. Go to the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 52 to read that. When we forget, friends, the goodness of God, forget his promises, forget the miracles he has already performed in our lives, not only do we, like Peter, begin to sink, our storms intensify. Worship, however, becomes the antidote to anxiety, worry, and fear and doubt. In his storms, Peter rejoiced. In deliverance, the disciples praised God when God was elevated. So are our spirits. On the Sea of Galilee, the disciples of Jesus may have been lost. You know, and it wouldn't have been the last time they forgot who Jesus really was. That night, however, something had changed. Not only would they be a turning point for the perspective of Jesus, but for Peter, his walk and importance, he would never forget. As if it turns out, courage, like fear, can become contagious. It only grows more to be tested. Amen. Amen. So that's my notes I wanted to read to you, going back to my archives, 4 reasons that we can learn from Peter walking on water. You know, in closing before we pray, it's amazing. You know, and I still get amazed, but it is so amazing the power of prayer, what God can do. We know He can do a lot, and we know He loves us. If you feel in your life during COVID times that you're sinking, raise your hand of worship. Sing a song. Listen to Christian music, whether it be an app. Listen to my podcast. Listen to iHeartRadio. Listen to whatever you can to worship music that will upbeat you and get you out of the quicksand. Look, I know a lot of us feel like that we're in the quicksand. See, hey, you don't understand. I'm sinking. You know what? I do. I've been there, done that. It's called life. My mom summed it up just right a long time ago. It's called life. L-I-F-E. But you're one of God's children. And you got to hang tough and give it to God. And He will help you. Lord of Lord, King of Kings, Almighty God, He loves you. Loves all of us. Loves the whole entire world. Why anybody would want to turn their back on our Heavenly Father amazes me. One day that choice is going to happen. If you're lost and you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to know Him. What a friend we have in Jesus. Yes, what a friend we have in Jesus. He never leaves your side. He is a 24/7 God. He is right here, right next to you. And I feel Him this morning. Oh, I feel His presence. Here at Beautiful Faith Studio 1, Fort Worth, Texas. He's with you right now, friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. He wants to be your friend. He's not only your friend, Father God. He died on the cross for your sins and my sins. We're all sinners. Turn your life around to Christ. Change your life. You can do it. You don't have to know everything about the Bible. You don't have to. As long as you have faith as small as a mustard, even as small as a mustard seed, you come to Him. You ask Him to cleanse me, save you, forgive you your sins. You're a sinner, but you come to the Father with childlike faith. You know that He sent His Son, Jesus Christ. He died on the cross for my sins, your sins, everyone's sins. His blood was shed on the cross for us. We don't just celebrate it on Easter. Good Friday to Easter. We don't just celebrate. We should celebrate, but we don't need to celebrate. It's every day is a celebration of life that He's given us. He didn't have to die on the cross. He did it because He loved us. He loved CA. He took my sins, nailed them to the cross. He took John's sins, nailed them to the cross. His blood shed for me. He did. And I know beyond a shadow of doubt my name's on the Lamb books of life. I know Jesus loves me and I love Him and I believe in Him. Again, just childlike faith. And when He died on the cross, on the third day He was resurrected. He is alive and well. And He is sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to God. You're never going to understand everything. Even PhD ministers are not going to understand it. But we know one thing. Just a simple act of childlike faith, like coming to your dad, your earthly dad. But you're coming to your God, your Creator, the one that gave breath in our life. Please come to Christ. I can't make you, but I can help you. And if I can, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com, or Facebook message me, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. I'll help you. I'll pray with you, dear brother or sister. Stay strong. You're going to sink, but God's going to be there. Just say, Almighty God, please. Here's my hand. Take it. Make me, mold me, use me, oh God. I don't have all the words, sorry, but He's molding you, He's making you, and He's got a great life planned up for you. All right, let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for all You do. We pray You be with us. The ones that want to know about You, God, please change their hearts, touch their hearts, come into their hearts. Oh, God, help us during these COVID times. We pray for more vaccines. We pray people get healed for this COVID. We love you, dear Jesus. Take care of us and hold us ever so close in our times of trouble. And yet we know when we sink, we know you're there. We love you, God. Give you all the praise and glory in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, that's going to wrap it up on a Thursday. IMCA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. If I can ever help you out, me or my ministry team, feel free to get a hold of us. I want you to remember the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, exclamation point. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye for now.